Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I don't know about you, Tony, but when I start a new year with weather like this, I like to start it with a gothic special. What do you think?
Yeah, go on then.
Let's have a load of goth this week. This is from a free-to-download Gothic World Records compilation. I'll give you more details about it later on in the show. Right now, this is Open Paradise and Senseless. Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Open Paradise, and a track called Senseless from a, as I say, free to download new goth compilation. It's Gothic World Records. It is from all over the world, this stuff this week. I don't have the information to hand about where the bands are from, but you'll get the idea by some of the language and also by checking out their websites. What is Open Paradise's website?
openparadise.com.
Sorry, I'm talking rubbish. It might be. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/openparadise.
It is indeed. Facebook.com/openparadise. And when mentioning these bands this week, I am likely to talk like this. And I do hope that Russ Seely is going to listen to this show. Russ, if you're listening, hello, mate. You're going to like this. Now, Russ was the bloke who ran the Coven for all those years, that golf night that I used to go to. If you remember.
Yeah.
And also, I'll make sure our Trev listens to this as well.
Yeah, from Nightbreed.
Oh. We should really have the Dark Lord of Nightbreed listen to this, shouldn't we? Now he's got his new Nightbreed merchandise operation going on with loads of gothic t-shirts and that. The album is called Wrapped by Bats, Volume 1. W-R-A-P-P-E-D. By Bats, Volume 1. So if you type that into the internet or Gothic World Records, you will undoubtedly find it. And if you like goth, you're going to love that. If you don't like goth, you might as well put Radio 4 on.
Fair enough, yeah.
Because you've got it for the rest of this show. I like goth. I've always liked goth, actually. I'm not your obvious goth, but as a youth, I perhaps was.
It never took me. I don't know why.
Goth. I think you didn't like the pointy shoes.
Maybe.
You didn't like the pointy shoes. That was it. And although saying that, I was about to say you probably didn't like wearing makeup, but you're no stranger to a dress.
Well, oh, they're two different things, aren't they? Got to be a man to wear a dress.
Yeah, all right. What was I thinking?
Exactly.
Yeah, or Scottish. Right, look, I'm going to get straight on with the next song here. We haven't got any jokes or plays for you this week. This traditionally is the week when we have no information. So if you've got a joke or a plane for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and hopefully we'll have some for next week. Up comes the next track. Here's a band that's easy for me to pronounce, Tony. Haflinger Allergy, I believe. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Haflinger Allergy.
It is indeed. It's Tony T, probably the internet now, and this is Medication. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Half Living Allergy and Medication. And if you say it like that, I do wish that Roy Castle's Record Breakers had ever had some goths on it, so they could have gone, Medication, 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 that's what we need. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant, thank you.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. So far, if you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. I'm sure most of you are. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. No private messages, we don't really check them. But do leave us a comment. I'll read them out. Get involved. Get involved. That's what I'm saying. It's a new year. Get involved and send me twats, but that's more of that later. First up, from Moth the Slapping Orchestra.
Who says, come on.
Who says, Happy New Year from Reunion Island. Keep on punking. Happy New Year! Hope everything is okay over there. I think I saw them in the. Wasn't Reunion Island in the papers or something? They have some really bad weather. So I hope.
Well, I don't think they're alone in having really bad weather.
Well, there is that.
But I didn't notice. No, but then I haven't looked at a newspaper in several months now.
Fair enough.
But I will check. And if anyone in Ile de la Réunion is suffering from adverse weather right now, I do hope you're all right. And who knows? I might even get the chance to see you this year.
Exactly.
If it's still there.
Yeah, hopefully it will be. Anne Kissinger, Anne Kay's been in touch.
Hello, Anne.
Who says, I had to go look at Adidas Pantalones page to see if they were in fact Sin Pantalones. Sadly, only in their cover photo was one guy bare-legged, and yes, I did enjoy the second set of Christmas facts. Did you catch how much airplay Krampus got this year? He was everywhere. And Wireless Orgs, Limousine and the Grey Brothers were all brilliant. Happy New Year to you both. Thank you very much, Anne.
See, that's what we like. Genuine feedback.
She's listened, she's done, paid attention, and she's submitted her favourites.
It's like she's an adult or something.
Exactly. It's like she listens. Thank you, Anne Kay, for listening and caring. That's it for Facebook.
Well, beautifully read.
Thank you.
Now, by the way, goths, if you are listening, I'm not taking the piss when I do this voice. It's just that if ever I think of goth, I immediately think of Sisters of Mercy.
Mm.
Have you got a band, a particular band, if someone says goth, you'd think of?
Not massively, no. I just remember your song, Goths on Holiday.
Goths on Holiday, a true classic. Right. After this track, I've just decided to do a quiz with you. Let's see how this works out. This could be really interesting. Right, next track out, a band called Ultra Tombat. We'll talk about them after you've heard them. This one now is Straight for Two.
You're so sad, somehow abandoned to yourself. That's how
Shuffle.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the desert street, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Alter the Tomba and Save 4-2. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Alter Tomba.
No chance. Facebook.com/Ordella Milano, which makes me think they're probably Italian. ADELAMILANO. Facebook.com/AUDELAMILANO. I don't know why it's that. Maybe there's something else called Alter the Tomba or something. But anyway, that's Alter the Tomba. Now, I don't really want... I'll mention me briefly. Oh, by the way, have you got a maid?
Yeah, she's just happily just hoovering around the doorway. I'm sure she's probably...
Where are you right now?
We're in San Jose. We're near San Jose Airport.
You found the way, did you?
We did find the way to San Jose.
What is the way to San Jose?
Wow, you just kind of like, you go up the CA1, then you go across to the 156, then up the 101, it goes right through San Jose.
Just think.
Yeah.
There was no need for that song. They could just ask you.
It's a piece of piss.
So look, I'll start singing it, and you go, yes. All right, ready? Uh-huh. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Yeah.
Where is it then?
Here. Hey, it's up the one. Left.
Bloody hell. Hang on, right.
Okay.
Do you know the way to San... Fucking sing it. Sing where it is. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Oh, yes. You go up the one. You go right on the 156. And then you go up the 101. Oh. That is assuming David Bowie did do that song.
Or it was a folk song. So, anyway, what have you been doing over the last week, then? I'll save this quiz for the second half.
We left Los Angeles. So we had New Year. We went to Redondo Beach. I had New Year there. New Year we spent mostly having sushi and going to bed. Very tired.
Plenty of raw fish going on there, Tone.
And then next couple of days been ill.
That'll be the sushi.
Probably might have been. I've got some kind of flu since the first. So,
flushy.
Yeah.
It was flushy.
So, didn't do a great deal. We managed to do the Warner Brothers tour, which was great, in Burbank. Yeah. So saw the Batmobiles, which is my favourite part. We saw a few sets. I saw the set of Big Bang Theory and Ellen. Didn't see Two and a Half Men. Which is a shame, but I did see Charlie's piano in his urn with his ashes.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it was really good. I wanted to do a studio tour, but the Universal one apparently is a bit more of a park, but this was actually a proper studio.
Universal Studios is, if it's anything like the one in Florida, it's like a park.
Yeah, so we did the Warner Bros. One, so it's a working studio, saw the back lot with lots of things like Casablanca and various bits and Friends and all that. It was really interesting.
Oh, good effort.
And then from there, I ain't got a clue. We've been bombing around up the PCH.
If you'd like to explain, then there's the Pacific Highway,
The Pacific Coast Highway. We drove up that and we went to
where did we go to yesterday, sir? Where were we before? Hello, it's the mystery missus in the background.
Pismo Beach. Went to Pismo Beach, and we stayed just outside of that just for the night.
Pismo Beach, did you say?
Pismo Beach, yeah. There's lots of dunes and things. It was a bit disappointing. But we just kind of like worked our way up. So we didn't know Beach, Pismo Beach, and now we're in San Jose.
Pismo Beach. With lots of terries.
Yeah. But the Pacific Coast Highway was nice.
It's lovely, isn't it? I've done a bit of it. It's lovely.
I didn't realise it was quite so windy when you start going up the hills.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it was a nice drive, but people do drive a bit crazy around there. And then we got here, so we're just kind of hovering around San Jose now for 2 days, and then we fly back.
Right.
That's mainly what we've been doing, is driving up and travelling. And we're more as ready to come back now, because we're both feeling a little bit tired.
Well, it's been 6 weeks, Tony.
Yeah.
I've missed you.
Oh, thank you.
Right. And that's the story of Tony so far.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, I might mention my new year in the second half, so I don't know if it won't be bothered, really. It all pales into insignificance against your fabulous life. I never thought I'd say that. Right, two songs in a row now. Listen out for Visa Fabric. But before that, a band called Mescaline Babies. This is actually the first track on the... excuse me. This is the first track on the Wrapped by Bats free download that we are featuring this week. A track called Silicon Knives. What is Mescaline Babies' WordPress site?
Mescalinebabies.wordpress.com?
No, nearly. It's themescalinebabies.wordpress.com, which at half time makes it Paulie Beanie Set 2, Tony 2. Get a load of goth.
I wanted a silicon noise. I watch hag-like eyes exploding in dirty white. You are screaming a burning die. I wanted a silicon noise and I sing the bitterness of shame. Discovering new ways of self-destruction.
się. Moja wina, że nie jestem tak dobry. Moja wina. Moja wina, że nie jestem tak dobry. Moja wina. Moja wina, że nie jestem tak dobry. Moja wina. Moja wina, że nie jestem tak dobry. Moja wina.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Visa Fabric and a track called Papieros. What is Visa Fabric's website?
VisaFabric.de?
No, VisaFabric.net. Unfortunately, it's spelled WIEZEFABRYK.net. Paulie Green set 3, Tony 2, what a turnaround, loving this. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Then that must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 from San Jose. With Hoovering again.
I'm loving the Hoovering.
Oh yeah, she's doing a good job of it. It's good to know.
I don't think it's the maid, I think it's Steph.
Chicken.
I think it's the missus.
Yeah, another week, another
gig.
I think
you finally got her under the thumb.
Really?
No.
No.
Never.
Nope, another week, another gigs at 12 Bar. So there's a private event on Friday, so you can't go. But I'm going to do Thursday.
You can't invite the maid in, can you?
I don't know the Spanish, but please come in and visit our podcast.
Yeah, rather racist. You assume she's Spanish, don't you?
Yeah, I've been, well, that's just experience speaking.
Hispanic, I would suggest.
Hispanic, yeah.
More likely.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. This Thursday, the 9th already. It's Katie Pickles.
Is it now?
I don't know what she's pickling, but...
Tony. Yeah. it's the next act is TBC. It's brilliant.
But that's all I have, but it's Katie Pickling. Katie Pickles.
She's pickling cake.
Yeah.
Katie Pickles.
Katie Pickles, Thursday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Barney.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pickling.
It is.
I just remember Pickling Jack. Do you remember Pickling Jack from that? What was that Trevor and Simon show? I'm Pickling Jack and I'm here to do some pickling.
Oh, right. God, Trevor and Simon, bloody hell.
Oh, jeez, Pickling Kate.
Saturday night. So nothing Friday. There is something, but you can't go. Saturday night, 11th of January. Viva Las Vegas. The Witch Doctors. The Space Wasters. Death Valley Surfers and Run Devil Run.
That's going to be a gig.
It's a London calling night, and they presenting.
It's going to be a gig.
Presenting a Happy Birthday Elvis special.
It's going to be great.
Saturday evening, how much do you think?
£6.
It is. And finally, Sunday night, 12th of Jan, Fortunate Son and more to be confirmed. Sunday evening, how much do you think?
Fiver.
It is.
Oh,
it is,
yes.
A fiver.
665, across the road, number of the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, no, he'd be next door. No, he wouldn't be across the road.
Just across the road.
Just across the road from number of the beach. Yeah.
That is it.
So that's it. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide. Looking forward to having my room hoovered. It's going to be great.
Tony, can I just ask you again? Do you know the way to San Jose?
Yes. It's just up the 101 and then down the 156 and up the 101 again.
There you go. Lovely. Time for the next track. This is a band called Cold Wave. I had a bit of trouble finding their website because Cold Wave is, of course, a type of music that I believe the New Musical Express coined in 1977 in reference to a German band. However, this is just a band called Cold Wave. So I had to type in the name of the song and band and all sorts to find it, but I did it, Tony. What is Cold Wave's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Cold Wave?
It is indeed. Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 3. This is getting very excited. And this is a track called Life Changes.
shame. It tells me that you have lost it. But it tells me what you said that you can't hold. But it tells me what you said that you must take.
You're listening to Dr. Slagabry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cold Wave, Life Changes, from this Wrapped by Bats free-to-download compilation that we're featuring this week via Gothic World Records. It's volume one, so hopefully there will be more. I'm not going to ask you what you're doing this week, because basically you're travelling home.
Yeah, I'm coming home, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what I'm doing instead, because it's my comedy shows in Hitchin, Letchworth and Baldock this week. And you can find out more about them via lastminutecomedy.wordpress.com, because somebody hasn't been able to do any updates because he's been away. So when you get back, Tony, I've got a job for you.
Okay.
Right.
Great.
So yeah, you go to lastminutecomedy.wordpress.com, you can find out about the shows this week. They feature Rob Heaney, who is from the Isle of Man and a very good friend of mine and a very, very funny act indeed. And Diane Spencer, who hasn't done the shows before and isn't the dead one.
Right, yes, yeah. That one.
She's a pretty lady with red hair, and she's very funny, and very dirty. So it should be a good show. All three nights should be good shows, actually. It'll just be fun, won't it? I'm doing something tonight, by the way, when we finish making this. I'm going to the annual comedians' party.
Usually a messy affair.
The annual comedians' party normally ends up in absolute bedlam. It's a very strict guest list. They don't let anyone in who's not a professional, experienced comedian or a promoter or agent. They don't let in new acts. It's one of these where it's not the done thing to talk business.
No.
But I know everyone's going to be talking business tonight when they see me, because I'm the artistic director of the Free Fringe at the Edinburgh Festival now.
So oh, yeah?
Yeah, everyone's going to be saying, get me a good room, get me a good room. Oh, did you not know that?
I didn't know that, no. I know I've heard you mentioning talking about it in general.
It's quite massive, mate. I've got to place 400 comedians in venues.
Bloody hell.
It's the biggest single project I've ever taken on. And it's a voluntary position.
Yeah.
Jesus. So, anyway, there'll be carnage, but also there'll be a bit of business tonight, I think. But it normally ends up in one private members pub or other, whichever one's staying open the latest. Even though it's obviously the middle of winter, by the time I've left the end of this party, it's been light.
Yeah, yeah.
To give you an idea, I'm not getting there till about 9 o'clock tonight, which is an hour later than usual. But I fully expect it to be a 10 or 11 hour drinkathon, and I'm not proud of myself. But you do bump into lots of really interesting people, and some quite famous ones popping as well. I remember one year we did it, and I ended up having a game of football with Tinky Winky the Teletubby and Ben Elton. So,
all right, okay.
Things happen at this thing, you know. It is bizarre. I'll let you know about it next week. That would be a good idea if I'm still alive, because I've got another song to get on with, and we owe these. Oh, I'll tell you what. Well, tell you why we owe Escarlatina Obsessiva a favour after we've played it. This is Place in a Trance. We'll be right back. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Benz this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Escarlatina Obsessiva and Place in a Trance. And they're the reason we're doing this show, because they sent me a link to the fact that they were on the compilation Rap by Bats, and we've played them before. So I'll check this out. And I thought, do you know what? That'd be a great idea. Start the new year with a special. Lovely job. Back to normal next week. Sound all right?
I thought they sounded familiar. I thought I've heard that name before.
I think they're Central American.
Right, okay.
South American. My apologies, Escarlatina Obsessiva, but I can't remember what country you're from, but they are from Central or Southern America, and I like them. What's their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Escarlatina Obsessiva.
No, Facebook.com/Escarlatina Obsessiva official. Paulie B and the internet for Tony 3.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right, doesn't it? Now, if you're wondering what's happened to the competition that we ran last week, I'm going to give you another chance to do it. So if you'd like to enter the competition to win a load of great CDs, and if you want to know what music's on, you'll have to listen to last week's show. All you have to do is send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email competition, punky competition, whatever you like, I'll find it. Put in punky and competition somewhere. And what I want to know is, what does a vampire have for breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You can find out on the next. A joke. What does a vampire have for breakfast? Send your email to me and you'll go into the competition to win all the CDs and a t-shirt and bits and bobs and all sorts, all right? I'm sorry that we haven't had more time to mention this week, but we've been a bit busy with goths. Now, you haven't got a twat, have you?
No.
Well, I'll ask you about how people can do that at the very end of the show, because I want to do this quiz I've been threatening since the start. Because okay. When I said, when you think of a goth band, what band do you think of? You said...
Pretty much you, really.
Me? Yeah. All right. But yeah. Let's see how many times you say me here. So, I'm going to say a sort of music, and you tell me the first band that drops into your head, all right?
Okay.
Punk.
Sex Pistols.
Goth.
You, really? Yeah. Well, Sisters of Mercy now, how you mentioned
I'm
it.
I'm giving you a few the chances here to not say me, but anyway. But, but you know, at one time I did have 8 out of 10 songs in a goth chart, so, you know, these things happen. Star.
Madness.
Good shout. Psychobilly.
King Kurt.
I know, I knew you'd say that as well. Brilliant. Rockabilly.
I've gone a blank.
That's all right. You can go back to that. I know it's not your sort of thing, really. Rock.
Pearl Jam.
Heavy rock.
Really. Iron Maiden.
Ooh, I've got AC/DC there. Metal.
Sabbath.
Sabbath, he's not mucking about, this boy. I'd have gone with Metallica there, because I remember metal as being the start of Metallica. Soul.
Marvin Gaye.
Northern Soul. That got you, didn't it? I've thrown a curveball there.
Oh, I was thinking band who did the TFI Friday song. Oh, I can't remember what they're called.
The TFI Friday song?
The Ocean Colour Scene. That's kind of Northern Soul-y. I thought they were a bit Northern Soul-y. No?
No.
Oh, I don't know then.
I don't think so. No, I'd go with Evelyn Thomas there. If I think of any more genres, I will, but at the very end of the show. But I thought if you read out the track, a bit of a change, read out how people get a twat right at the end of the show, because it's the most important thing of this show. We haven't got one.
No, we haven't, no. But it's start of the year. I guess I'll give people a couple of weeks off for getting back to work and everything.
So let's do the last track. Also taken from Rap by Bats, the free to download compilation from Gothic World Records. A band called El Viejo Matadero, I believe. And a track called La Puta del Cementerio. I did consider asking you to read it out yourself. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ El Viejo El Viejo Matadero.
No, it's not. I don't know why they've left the L off on the Facebook, but it's facebook.com/Viejo Matadero, which means after a 2-0 lead, Tony, I'm afraid you've lost 5-3.
That's fair.
Paulie B and Internet 5, Tony 3, almost as good as the hammering Nottingham Forest gave West Ham the other day. Forest 5, West Ham 0 in the cup. Like it, although West Ham did bring their under-12s to the game. I felt a bit sorry for them. This is La Puta del Cementerio.
Para mí. Sería horrendo que un grupo de viejos horribles me ataparan, me dieran mordiscos y me comieran viva.
Thanks very much for listening this week, and thanks very much to Gothic World Records, and in particular Escarlatina Obsessiva, for alerting our attention to that. Well, we'll genuinely be back to normal next week for the first time in a month and a half. Really.
Yes.
It's going to be good. The first time we'll have made the show in the same country.
That'd be nice.
Quite exciting, really. Maybe you could just remind people about Twat.
Yeah. So, you need to email me your twats, otherwise we can't continue the feature. We all do know twats. It's a new year, I'm sure. Over the past few weeks, you've probably met a few twats yourself.
There have been some twattage.
There must have been some serious twattage. So please do email me and tell me who they are. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. You've all got one, I know. So do email me, and we can start 2014, apart from this week, like we should have started last year. So please do email me, and email me now.
Yeah, and don't forget, if you'd like to win a box of CDs and other bits and bobs, do enter the Punky Radio annual Christmas competition, which this year was a bit late, quite late, in fact. I actually thought it was pregnant, it was that late. And the question is, what does a vampire have for breakfast? Email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your answer to that question, and if possible, your address or location in the world. That would be a help, because I'm not going to choose you on that basis. It's just so I know where to send the things to. It's normally Australia or Canada, I found. There was only one year when it was in St Albans, and I drove him down there to him. I drove him his prizes down. Right, there you go, mate. He went, oh, thanks very much. He didn't want me in the house, though.
Fair enough.
Quite odd. So that's about it. Thank you so much for listening. A very happy New Year to you all. We haven't got around to doing our New Year's resolutions again, so we'll try and remember to do those next week. Other than that, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Opoog, opoog.
your guns.